I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, August 9th. Different stars face different fates. The smallest will shine feebly for trillions of years, many times longer than the current age of the universe, then simply fade away. The heaviest, on the other hand, will blast themselves to bits, briefly shining brighter than billions of normal stars. A bright star that faces such a violent end is in good view tonight. Spica stands to the upper left of the moon as night falls. Spica actually consists of two stars. The heavier star, Spica A, is about 10 times the mass of the Sun. Such stars burn through their nuclear fuel in a hurry. That makes them extremely bright. But it also means they won't live long. For Spica A, the prime of life will last less than 30 million years, compared to about 10 billion years for the Sun. When the star can no longer produce nuclear reactions in its core, the core will collapse. The star's outer layers will fall inward, then rebound at a few percent of the speed of light. That'll blast the star apart as a supernova. Its companion, Spica B, is about 6 times the Sun's mass. If it survives the supernova, it will live more than 100 million years. At the end of its lifetime, it will swell up to many times its current size, just as Spica A will. But it's not massive enough to explode. Instead, it'll lose its outer layers in a less violent process. That'll leave only its dead core, shining faintly through the long cosmic night. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County, in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.